You're with SBS Radio.
Let's look at a film that premiered at the Sydney Festival. The film is called Our Law. It's a new documentary by Western Australia's showing about Western Australia's first Indigenous-run police station. The documentary looks at the life of two Indigenous police officers of Australia's only all-Indigenous police station at Warrakoona in remote Western Australia. Director Cornel Ozies explores in this film how police work, hoping for reconciliation, and whether Indigenous police officers are key to reconciliation. Speaking to NITV Radio's Sharka Pekova, Cornel Ozies began by explaining what makes Warrakoona such a special place.
What's unique is the fact that it is an Indigenous-run police station. It's WA's attempt at trying something different. And what strikes me about this police station is Wendy and Revis is learning the language of the land, and they're using language as a toolkit to diffuse situations when they are out on call. And it speaks to the respect that they show the community, that they're learning the culture, they're learning the language, and engaging actively in Warrakoona community. And you can see, well, hopefully you can see the wonderful relationship that they have with the elders of the community and the people of the community. What I hope audience get from it is that they see that, you know, with a little bit of respect, a little bit of cultural understanding and communication, you know, you can make changes, and that's what it's all about.
How did you get the idea or the inspiration to film a documentary about a remote police station?
So co-producers Taryn Lafar and Sam Fields approached me with the idea. Sam Fields heard about whispers of an Indigenous-run police station when he was working on a documentary about a multicultural precinct in Perth in the outer suburbs. He approached Taryn, and then Taryn approached me to direct. And so we all put our skills together and started formulating the story.
And Cornel, how does it work? So do you have a script and an idea, or do you just go there and film whatever is happening and then you make a film from it?
Our first step in the process was actually engaging with the community and the officers. So before any filming had any cameras were pulled out or anything, 3 months prior to filming, we went out into the community. We sat down with the elders, sat down with all the key stakeholders within the community and said, look, this is the story we have envisioned, but what is the story you want to tell? And so through conversations, our story was shaped by community's input, Wendy and Revis's input, and even WA Police's input. And so with all that information from that trip out and learning what the story that they believe should be told, because you know, it's the community and Revis and Wendy and the police that are making it so successful, we wanted to hear it from their perspective so that we could do the story justice.
That sounds to me as a very sensitive approach. Was it very welcomed in the community?
Yes, we sat down and you know, it was conversations over tea and coffee and, you know, just conversations about life in general. I found out that one of the elders who's in the documentary, Mr. Newbury, he was good friends with my grandfather. And he lived up in the Kimberleys for a bit with my grandfather. And so automatically I had a connection with him. And then through him being a respected elder in the community, a lot of other people sort of accepted me through that relationship that he and my grandfather had. So that's one of the first things that happens when you go out into a remote community. You get asked who's your mob, where are you from, so that they can identify what relationship they have to you. And then, you know, that builds a foundation and then you go on from there. So originally the first few days, it was just getting to know each other. And we didn't even talk about the documentary. And then, you know, once those rapports were developed, then we started going, look, okay, this is the story we want to tell, but what is it that we're missing, or what do you want to add to it? And it went from there.
How long did you spend in the community?
So, I guess in the community on ground, it was two and a half weeks, that first initial visit, and then filming was just under 2 weeks, because we wanted to spend longer out there, but unfortunately there was a death in the community, and also they were going into law time where, you know, initiation and cultural stuff practices were happening. So we had a very short window to film when we went out there, and the community was very accommodating. Usually when there's a death in the community kind of shuts down. And I think it just goes to show how important the story was to them, that they allowed us to still be around community and filming during that sad time. Although, because Warrakoon is a very remote community, you know, it's almost in the center of Australia. So the logistics of getting out there, we only had two trips we could do. But there was a lot of conversations that was happening over the phone, via email and stuff. So, but we really wanted to put a face-to-face, and that's why we did that initial trip out, so that, you know, the community knew who they were talking to on the phone and who they were responding to.
How is life in a remote community like this? What are the issues that people are facing in there?
Because of the isolation you have, that's a big issue, isolation, which means there's, you know, not many jobs that can be taken out there. So unemployment is sort of an issue there. Access to greater education is an issue out there. And just, I guess, as a youth, there's boredom living out in that. And so, you know, there's things that happen that, you know, spring out of boredom that, you know, is sometimes on the bad side of the law.
And how was filming with the police officers? Because I guess there might be some restrictions, or did you just like go with them in the car and do whatever that was happening for them in the days you were there?
So working with Nguyen and Revis was a breeze. They were so welcoming, so open, and I commend them. They put their life out in front of a camera. It's very scary to be in front of a camera, let alone tell your story and your backstory. And both officers have incredible story, how they got to where they are. I mean, Wendy's is such a speaks to the character of her strength, you know, her story. Revis is just this, you know, strong, silent, gentle type character, which is, when you think of strong, you don't think of gentle, but he encapsulates that. And WA Police was also very, very engaged with the process and was involved and really helped give us the access we needed. It was easy. That's the only way I could explain it. The relationship we built up with those two officers allowed for that kind of exchange, and it just to be who they are, and I think it really shows on screen.
Well, I'm really looking forward to actually see that film. These days, this topic of like relationship of police and indigenous people all around the world is a big topic. What do you think that your audience will take out of it, or do you hope to spark a discussion or to add an angle to the discussion that's happening right now?
Well, you know, with the current climate that's happening, there's a lot of focus on the issue, and there's not much focus on solutions. And we hope that this presents a solution in, you know, here in Australia, a step towards policy changes and influence and inform how police should go forward from now. it's just a great example of how policing can be done right in remote communities. And hopefully they can adapt it to other police stations across the country. And we hope that it'll be a good resource, a learning resource for, you know, cadets and academies and just the general public, I guess.
Well, I guess the fact that it's going to be, rather than in a cinema, it's going to be online now, it is more accessible for people.
Yes, I'm so excited that we were selected in the lineup with the Sydney Film Festival this year, and that NITV is premiering it free to air, part of Carla Grant's Presents. And it just allows Wendy and Revis's and Warakuna's story to be heard at a much larger scale than we expected. And it's great. I mean, it's a timely film for what's happening right now. And we just hope that people take the positive away from it and start looking within their own community about what other programs like Warakuna is that happening. And hopefully they can get involved and support those kind of initiatives.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for talking to us on NITV Radio. That was the director of film or documentary Our Law, Colonel Aziz. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio.
Thank you.
Documentary Our Law, directed by Colonel Aziz, is brought to Sydney Film Festival with the support of ScreenWest and NITV. You can watch Our Law at Sydney Film Festival, running online from 10th to 21st of June 2020, and on NITV on Carla Grant Presents on Monday 22nd of June at 8:30 p.m.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.